Meditation on Vasudhara. So first, we're going to find a position again that you can stay in for a while. Maybe find your central channel, your central spot, by moving a bit to the left and the right. The most important is always that your spine is straight, so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. Just check where your hands will be. They can be on your knees, but they can also be in your lap, right on your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. And make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body. Just take a few deep breaths. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out deeply. Just close your eyes. Breathe in deeply. And breathe out deeply. And again, with each breath, you arrive more and more here, in this beautiful stupa, on the cushion, but especially in this moment. Really try to be here now. To arrive in and out helps if you focus on your body, bodily sensations. Just go inside and observe. How does your body feel at this moment? See if you can feel your heart beating. Feel the warmth in your heart. The energy in your heart. And with your attention, you slowly move up to the left side of your face. Become aware of the energy and sensations in the left side of your face. Switch to the right side of the face, do exactly the same. Also check if there's a difference between left and right. Move up further to your crown chakra. And down to the back of your head, your neck. Upper back, lower back, and if you have a little pain somewhere or something else, just try to accept it. It simply is the way it is right now at this moment. You focus on your shoulders and your arms. Your precious hands and fingers. Really zoom into your hands and become aware of the energy and sensations in your hands. And the warmth in your hands. Maybe you even feel your heart beating in your hands. with your attention, go to your stomach and belly. How does your belly feel at this moment? What's the energy like over there? Focus on your lower body. Become aware of how you sit. Contact with a cushion that is supporting you, supporting your body. Focus on your upper legs and lower legs and your feet and your toes. Be aware of the contact they make with the floor. So now just check if your body's completely calm and relaxed. If there's still some tension, try to calm it, try to relax it. And from a corner of your mind, you stay alert of the quality of your concentration and meditation. And it's good to awaken a positive motivation within yourself for today, so you can make the most out of this beautiful day. So just do personal intention, motivation. Also motivation for this meditation. I'm sitting down in meditation to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. Then just think of all the beautiful Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that inspire us on our path, and also our spiritual teachers, our lamas, all the ones that guide us on our path. We can take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Sangya charang sokhi choknam la jangchu badu dagni kyap suchi dagi jin sogi pesunam ki Trula pensi sangye drupasho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain a state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Next, we will generate bodhicitta, loving kindness, by thinking about the four immeasurables, the four immeasurable thoughts. That sound really easy, but are actually not if you really think them through. The first one is, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. So usually we only wish for a certain amount of beings or beings close to us to be happy. Others we couldn't care less. But here you really try to wish all beings well. Doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. Simply wish them well so that their own minds can be peaceful and joyful. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And here again, it doesn't matter people, beings you think of, if you like them or not like them. It's actually quite good to think of the people who we do not like or who have hurt us. And try to see that it is because of their suffering that they do horrible things. If their hearts would be peaceful, if their hearts would be free of suffering, they would behave in an entirely different way. So maybe it's also good to wish them to be free from their suffering and the causes of their suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation from samsara. Here we rejoice in other people's goodness and good qualities, and we wish that they may be able to develop themselves, and that they're never separated from higher rebirths and the bliss of liberation. And when we rejoice in other people's goodness and good qualities, it actually is the antidote to jealousy. So really try to cultivate this feeling of joy in rejoicing in others for true well-being and feeling good and relaxed yourself while you do that. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity. Equanimity helps us to open our hearts in an equal way to everybody, without bias or prejudice, without being attached to some people and holding them close, but also without having an aversion to others and keeping them at a distance. Because we really see that everybody, every being, until the smallest being wants exactly the same as we do, simply to be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. Then around you, you visualize a beautiful, bright, blue sky. Think of your favorite color sky. Favorite color blue, fill the sky with it. And in this clear, fresh sky around you, in front of you appears a large golden water vessel, like a beautiful ornamented water pot, that is full of treasures of all kinds, as well as the nectar of longevity, good health, fortune, and abundance. This beautiful golden ornamented pot, on the top of it appears a multicolored lotus flower, open lotus flower, with the petals very fresh, still covered in dew. Really try to imagine this very vividly, very three-dimensional, like a hologram, just like the rest of the image. And then seated on this beautiful lotus with two cushions on it, sun cushion and moon cushion, appears the beautiful Vasudhara. Her body is made of radiant golden light, almost like the sun, golden as the sun. And she sits in royal ease posture with her right leg a bit outstretched. She wears the gorgeous clothes of an Indian princess, scarves in different colors that are made of the most beautiful fabrics, and that move slightly around her in the wind. Really try to see this vividly, the movement of the scarves. Her right hand rests on her right knee with the palm open towards you in a gesture of generosity, and in it she holds a precious jewel, beautiful colored gemstone. Her left hand she holds in front of her heart, and in her left hand she holds the sheaf of grain that goes besides her ear, left ear. Vasudhara is also adorned with beautiful golden jewelry, bracelets and armlets and footlets, as well as three golden necklaces, actually one that reaches to her throat chakra, one that reaches to her heart chakra, and one that reaches to her belly button. If you focus on her face, you see that she's very beautiful, very youthful, with her eyes long and narrow, her lips are cherry red, and her earlobes are long, in which she has golden earrings. She's just got such a loving, compassionate smile that is directed at you and simultaneously at every other living being. Her hair is long and shiny, blue-black in color. She wears it over her shoulders, but also in hair knots on top of her head. In her hair, she wears a golden crown with colored jewels, but also flowers. And just every feature of her appearance represents her all-seeing mind. Below this beautiful image, the vase, the lotus, and Vasudhara, a beautiful landscape appears, the sun shining over the rice fields and acres full of grain. Vegetables grow everywhere, and the trees are full of juicy fruits. Maybe far in the background you see some mountains, some waterfalls. And just imagine this whole image in front of you, so beautiful, so colorful, full of joy and abundance. And then because she gives so much to us, it's also nice to make offerings to Vasudhara in front of you. We can offer the offerings that are connected to the five senses. So when we think of seeing, you can think of beautiful lights that you offer to her, such as candles or butter lamps in all different sizes. You visualize holding these in your hands and offering it to Vasudhara in front of you, who accepts it with her loving smile. And then for sound, you can think of the most beautiful sounds that you've ever heard. It can be a beautiful piece of music, for example. But can also be the sound of birds, or the sound of a waterfall, or the sea. Just think of all these beautiful sounds. And also visualize them holding in your hands and offering it to Vasudhara in front of you. Next, you think of the most beautiful scents that you've ever smelled. This can be wonderful perfume, or the smell of freshly baked bread, or scents from nature, such as flowers, or freshly cut grass, or a really nice incense. And all these beautiful smells, all these beautiful scents, you also collect in your hands and open and offer it to Vasudhara in front of you. Now for food, you think of the most beautiful tastes in your mouth that you've ever tasted. It can be your favorite food, your favorite dish, maybe a fresh piece of fruit, maybe a piece of creamy chocolate cake, or maybe just the first glass of water that you tasted after running a marathon. So just think of all these different kinds of tastes, your favorite food and dishes. Also collect these in your hands, holding them in your hands, and offer it to Vasudhara in front of you. Now for feeling and touch, you think of wonderfully soft, silky fabrics, for example, like a very nice brocade, very soft velvet. But you would also think of your mother's hand softly touching your face when you were a child, or the rays of the sun on your face, or soft rain on your face. So all these different kind of feelings, touches you visualize, holding again in your hands and offer it to Vasudhara in front of you, who accepts it with a smile full of love and compassion. So if you think of Vasudhara, what she all stands for, she grants both material and spiritual riches and abundance. And if you think of your own life, do you have enough when it comes down to the material things that you have? Do you have enough money, or do you sometimes worry about money? Do you need more money? And if you need more money, how would you use it? And also, when you think of your own spiritual journey, what would you like to develop within yourself? How would you like to grow? What would need to happen for you to develop yourself more spiritually and reach higher stages of consciousness? And just think about this for a moment. Where do you want to go on your spiritual journey, your spiritual path? With all this in your mind, both the material and spiritual kind, sitting here in front of Vasudhara, you can make your own personal request to her. You can ask her to help you with whatever you need in your life when it comes to both material and spiritual matter. So if you want, you can do personal request. As Vasudhara's accepts your request, her heart opens up and a beautiful stream of golden light flows from her heart, almost like a sweet rain, stream of golden light raining upon you, covering your own body in Vasudhara's golden light of wisdom and abundance. And really try to visualize this very strongly when we recite her mantras in a moment, and that each cell of your body is purified and becomes as golden as Vasudhara's own body. And this golden color is getting stronger and stronger with each mantra. But not only this, this shower of golden light coming from Vasudhara's heart, raining upon you, also contains jewels in all colors, as well as money, nutritional food, flowers, fruits, just all kinds of treasures that you can think of are bestowed upon you. And recite Vasudhara's short mantra, Om Vasudhara Soha. Om Vasudhara Soha. Om Vasudhara Soha. Om Vasudhara Soha. Visualize that this golden light of Vasudhara's heart has entered our own body, touches each cell of the body. And when in a moment we recite Vasudhara's longer mantra, we visualize the same thing, these beams of golden light full of treasures coming from Vasudhara's heart. But in addition to this, now they also bestow upon you the teachings of the Buddhas in the form of texts and all the great qualities of the Buddhas as well, like loving kindness, patience, deep wisdom, pure generosity, and actually all that is needed for your spiritual growth and to develop your consciousness is bestowed upon you in this golden rain, and stored in your heart and mind when we recite Vasudhara's longer mantra.
Om Shri Vasudhara
Vasudhara Ratna Nidana. try to feel and visualize that your body and mind are purified by Vasudhara's light. Let your body and mind become a shell of pure gold. Your heart and mind are filled with all the spiritual treasures of the Buddhas. You feel happy, full of confidence that these inner Buddha qualities can keep on growing, can keep on developing on your own spiritual path. It gives a blissful feeling. And really try to hold this feeling for a moment. Go back to Vasudhara in front of you. You see this beautiful golden water pot with all its treasures inside, and nectar of longevity, slowly dissolves into the lotus throne. The lotus throne slowly absorbs into Vasudhara. This beautiful and golden Vasudhara becomes smaller and smaller, and even smaller, until she's just a small, strong spark of golden light containing the essence of all her amazing qualities. Next, you see that the small golden light slowly comes to the top of your head, and really try to feel it when it enters your head through your crown chakra, as if you would take a pill of just good qualities. Once this small ball of golden light has entered your body through your crown, it immediately fills up your face with this golden light. This light slowly flows downwards, down through your eyes and nose, mouth, chin, your throat chakra, your shoulders and chest. This golden light absorbs into your heart from where it radiates out to the rest of your body. Really try to keep this light, golden light in your heart, with you for the rest of the day. And finally, we dedicate the merits of this meditation and of our thoughts. They are dedicated with the idea that any type of wealth that we may receive may be of great value, not only to ourselves, but also to others. And may you achieve successes from the right intention and without encountering obstacles. And may the merits that are dedicated, to the wealth that may come to us in all its forms, that they may also be the cause for the attainment of higher states of consciousness and finally reaching enlightenment. May the teachings of the Buddha continue to spread and help and inspire myself and other beings on the spiritual path. And then we make a personal dedication. And then I'll end with a dedication prayer. Gewa din yurduda glama sangye drukunye drowa chikung malupa kyoki salagpa sho jangchup samchok rinpoche makye panam ge gyuji kepa nyampa mepa jang gungne gungdu pelba sho. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may you quickly attain the enlightened state of Vasudhara and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. Oh, now just take some time to come out of the meditation, maybe by first moving your body a little, stretching your arms, your neck, and slowly opening your eyes again.